Greetings and welcome to the NewsRamp Science Podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, delighted to have you with us as we explore today's top stories. At NewsRamp.com, we curate business news from the best newswires, bringing you the most relevant updates. Before we dive in, just a quick heads up. While AI assists in producing this podcast and generating the voices, the news stories are all real. You can read the full articles on NewsRamp.com. Today is Wednesday morning, August 27th, 2025, and we have a great mix of science headlines lined up for you. So whether you're on the go, working out, or just relaxing, stay with us as we get started. Here's our first headline.
Mining news breaks. Emperor Metals Inc., AAU, OTCQB, EMAOF, FSC9NH, files technical report supporting Duquesne West Gold Project, MRE. Emperor Metals Inc. announced the filing of a technical report supporting its maiden mineral resource estimate for the Duquesne West Gold Project in Quebec. The estimate outlines an inferred mineral resource of 26.9 million tons, containing 1.46 million ounces of gold, at an average grade of 1.69 gra/al. CEO John Florek highlighted the project's potential, noting robust values across multiple cutoff grades and growth opportunities. Emperor Metals is focused on unlocking the resource potential of the Duquesne West Gold Project and the Lac Pelletier Project in Quebec. Under an option agreement, Emperor Metals agreed to acquire a 100% interest in the Duquesne West property. For more information, visit Emperor Metals Newsroom. Seven Hope Alliance confirms 7OH is lawful and supported by science, addresses claims by Kratom associations. Seven Hope Alliance confirms that 7OH is lawful and supported by science, addressing claims by the American Kratom Association. Legal experts have confirmed that 7OH is not unlawful under the U.S. Food, Drug, and Cosmetic Act, and leading researchers from Johns Hopkins, Harvard, and UCLA have rejected claims of overdose deaths, respiratory depression, and widespread dependence from 7OH. If 7OH were unlawful, the same provisions would apply to many Kratom products on the market, and there would be no reason for the DEA to schedule the substance. The AKA's campaign is not based on science, but on eliminating competition to reclaim market share for their paid members. 7 Hope Alliance is leading the fight to protect access to 7OH through their Save7OH.org campaign, bringing together consumers, scientists, healthcare providers, and policymakers to share real stories and real science.
Mining news breaks: Lahontan Gold Corp, TSX.V, OTCQLGCXF, Santa Fe Mine Project advances to full environmental assessment under NEPA. Lahontan Gold Corp, ODCXF, has announced that the Santa Fe Mine Project in Nevada has advanced to full environmental assessment under the National Environmental Protection Act. The Federal Bureau of Land Management has deemed the company's exploration plan of operations complete, confirming all baseline studies. The plan includes exploration across 12 square kilometers with over 700 drill sites. Lahontan anticipates final approval in Q4 2025, enabling a robust drilling campaign in 2026. The Santa Fe Mine Project, Lahontan's flagship property, had past production of gold and silver. The company plans to advance the project towards production, update the Santa Fe Preliminary Economic Assessment, and drill test its satellite West Santa Fe project during 2025.
Solagenix Inc., NASDAQ-NGX, reports major clinical trial milestones, strategic progress in rare disease treatment pipeline. Solagenix Inc., listed on NASDAQ as SNGX, has reported major clinical trial milestones and strategic progress in their rare disease treatment pipeline. The CEO expresses confidence in the late-stage pipeline and upcoming key development milestones. The company's diversified pipeline strategy includes multiple therapeutic areas beyond CTCL treatment. With pivotal Phase 3 cancer trial results expected in 2026 and fast-tracked therapies advancing, Solagenix is poised to potentially transform treatment paradigms for rare diseases. The pipeline includes a novel photodynamic drug therapy and other innovative technologies to address medical challenges. CEO Christopher J. Schaber remains optimistic about the company's progress, with top-line results from a Phase 2A clinical trial on the horizon.
Investor news breaks: McEwen Inc.'s MUX reports strategic holding Goliath Resources TSXV off, LB4IF, intersects 10.60 grams per hour over 22.82 meters at Sherbet Discovery. McEwen Inc.'s highlighted results from Strategic Holding Goliath Resources Limited, OTQBOF before IF, reporting 10.60 grams per ton gold over 22.82 meters at the Sherbet Discovery in British Columbia. With 65 holes drilled totaling 45,000 meters this season, Goliath has 50 holes and roughly 15,000 meters remaining, on track to complete its up to 60,000-meter 2025 program with 9 active rigs. Management noted Sherbet's exceptional high-grade gold results, positioning it as a significant new discovery in the Golden Triangle. McEwen Inc. provides shareholders exposure to gold, copper, and silver in the Americas through operating mines and development projects, with a commitment to achieving carbon neutrality by 2038. For more information, visit the company's newsroom.
Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Science Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24-7, PressRelease.com, NewsDirect.com, and BlockchainWire.io. We encourage you to visit NewsRamp.com to read all of today's news.